There's a writer's strike going on, the Writers Guild of America, and we were out because of the strike for 2 months, and I know you're thinking to yourselves at home right now, this crap is written?
Oh, yes, it was, at least on Dave's show. Late-night talk shows are back. They returned to the air last night for the first time in 2 months, in spite of a writer's strike now in day 59.
NBC's Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel did their shows without writers. Here's how Leno addressed their absence.
Folks, let's get right to it. A Jew, a Christian, and a Muslim walk into a bar. The Jew says to the Muslim, see, I have no idea what they say because there's a writer's strike. We don't know what they say.
Over on CBS, hosts David Letterman and Craig Ferguson, they did their shows with writers because Letterman's production company, it cut its own deal with the Writers Guild of America. Letterman was introduced by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton via video.
Dave has been off the air for 8 long weeks because of the writer's strike. Tonight, he's back. Oh, well. All good things come to an end.
Zing! Leno's big get guest was Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who crossed the picket line to appear. But without writers, Huckabee had to fill, as we say in the business. He took questions from the audience and said he didn't even bother pre-selecting people.
Yes, gentleman right there. Yes, sir.
Mr. Leno, would you ever consider doing your great show from the town of Branson, Missouri?
There is no chance in hell that would happen, sir. No.
All right, another big headline for Letterman and Conan, beards. They both sported new, quote, strike beards, giving the impression if they weren't on TV, these guys might be mountain men or Vikings, possibly. Letterman's featured guest, Robin Williams, could not resist commenting.
Nice to be here with you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
How much money have we raised on the lovely Chabad telethon?
Letterman's top 10 list, he still got it, by the way. Letterman's top 10 list became a bully pulpit for the WGA. It was the top 10 demands of the striking writers, and he brought out striking writers from other shows to read it. Here's a sample.
Number 5 from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Steve Bodo.
I'd like a date with a woman.
What?
All the hosts did make a point of saying they support the writers. Leno said he came back because the strike would have put his show's other 160 employees, stagehands, staff, assistants, etc., well, they would have been out of work.
Jimmy Kimmel actually got a little serious. He expressed some anger at writers who were picketing his show.
I don't want to depart too much from the party line, but I think it's ridiculous. I mean, Jay Leno, he paid his staff while they were out of work. Conan did the same thing. And I don't know. I just think he at a certain point, you back off a little bit. And the president of SAG, which is the Screen Actors Guild, is telling members of SAG, which I think I'm in too, but I don't know, not to do our shows.
So that was the first night without writers for Kimmel, Leno, and Conan. We'll see how they sound throughout the week. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.